Phil Vassar and Carlene at WRCO-FM, Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Justice has made public the final report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his election interference case against Donald Trump. It says that Trump used lies as a weapon in trying to overturn the 2020 election, and says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The special counsel making it clear he believes prosecutors had enough evidence to convict Trump and maintained his investigation was free of interference or influence from political actors, the Justice Department, or anyone else. That prosecutors had evidence to prove that the 2020 election was not stolen despite Trump's repeated allegations to the contrary.
Trump responding on social media overnight, calling Jack Smith a lame brain prosecutor and saying, quote, the voters have spoken. As the Santa Ana winds pick up again in Los Angeles, raising the risk of more fires, some landlords are being investigated for price gouging as people whose homes have been destroyed search for some place to live, several arrests for looting as well. This is ABC News. Add New York to the list of states where cell phones could be banned in schools. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul hinted at the statewide school cell phone ban proposal at a roundtable Monday. Citing concerns, she says, for students' mental health, she says details will follow later this month. Other states and cities have issued their own rules restricting cell phone use in classrooms. In Connecticut, school officials show measurable improvements in students' grades, attendance, and behavior. One high school saw a 7% drop in chronic absences since the ban took effect. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The first official hearing of the impeachment trial of South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol ending after 4 minutes today when he refused to show up. The check is literally in the mail for about a million Americans. The IRS this month sending out payments to people who didn't get COVID stimulus payments and then failed to claim a credit on their 2021 taxes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 14 with sunshine and cool conditions. Northwest winds at 7 to 15. Lots of stars and very cold tonight. A low of 1 degree below zero. Sunny early Wednesday and 22. And Thursday, clouds mix with breaks of sunshine and a high of 36. 42 for Friday. East to northeast winds are at 5. Our temp continues to go down. After a midnight reading of 7, we're at 3 degrees below zero, and yes, a dusting of snow on the ground. I don't know that that was in the forecast, but it certainly was in my path this morning as we were rising and shining this morning. It is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Life living off the land, dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue blind hound farm, Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back, it says USA. He loves his wife, and she's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day's Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix, with WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced, he's just made in America. Born in a hot land, raised up
Toby Keith, Made in America. You can still see that moon out there quite well. Today, I'm just talking about Henry Bray. This is Ray Stevens.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!"
Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. You should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!"
Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!"
Hallelujah.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
Ray Stevens and the Mississippi Squirrel Revival. I think that was close to where Henry's located, in Pea Ridge, where that happened. Anyway, coming up, our birthday and anniversary salutes for January 14th. We have to have some of these people maybe light their birthday candles and warm it up out there. 3 degrees below zero on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
A tornado tore through a Midwest town. Wasn't nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama's been every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. There were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis.
Keep on fighting when your back's against.
songs. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Flag on it, it's home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people.
Drew Baldridge on WRCO, all about tough people. Maybe someone you know. We are moving on with some info to get you in the know today, and got to keep moving. 3 degrees below zero temperature reading right now at the WRCO studios.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
Did you know that cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer for women? The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Morning, Hank. What are you doing?
Well, acting like our computer.
Oh, you're cutting in and out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not getting anything.
No.
How you doing, young man?
I'm doing well. Still see the moon out the window. See that?
Gorgeous, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
If you could just go outside and look at it, and you won't be out there long.
Right. No, you won't.
So anyway, it's absolutely gorgeous moon.
Yesterday, the sun was gorgeous, but boy, oh boy, it didn't feel gorgeous.
It was chilly. Hey, now, did you see the weather? What, 41, 44 on Friday?
Yeah. Did you get that? Yeah, 42
can
Friday.
You, can okay. you speed ahead to Sunday?
Then 23 Saturday, Sunday 7, Monday 4.
Hey, you know what? Well, always striving for that zero. You know?
How can you go only in Wisconsin? Yes. 42, 2 days later, 4.
Yes, 4.
Mm-hmm.
40, no,
four.
Just 4.
4.
Just 4, yeah. Singular. Anyway.
Boy.
You had a good game last night. Rubber Valley.
Always a good local match up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in Viroqua.
Did you meet me home?
Oh, yeah. Our game started at 6:45. It didn't start. We were warmed up at 6:44 or something like that. We were on the floor by 7. I was home by 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I was still on the air till 9:15, 9:20 or so.
I was going to text you something.
You beat me.
I didn't want to say anything. And that was with my drive home. It's about, 15 minutes.
So. I know. Oh, well. What do you do? You get more beauty sleep than me.
Well, and I need it, though.
I do, too. Do you see
my goodness.
My neat present I got at River Valley last night?
I wonder if we could get a picture of that, Phil, and put that on the air.
We should.
I'll put that on the web.
So there are little records that are coasters.
Yeah.
I've seen that before. They simulate little records, but it's on a turntable.
That'd be like a 25 there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Not a 45, a 25. But, the little tone arm goes over to hold them.
Yeah.
Move it out, and then you can move and put a coaster.
It's really that's a really, really neat gift.
So you can put your Diet Pepsi on there.
And the other Hank did that?
Yeah, Henry brought it up to me.
The better Henry.
Yeah, the better. Young Henry. Look at that. He's got his
And pop. The music, and these are kind of neat, too, because they actually have...
They're not
real, but not this real one tight. Is, that's all wrong. Maybe that's why you gave that to me.
Maybe that's all wrong?
Uh-huh. Maybe, that's all wrong, Hank.
Hank? Okay. So, some of the others. There's one about a moon, too.
Something.
The bright side of the moon.
And that would be you, Phil.
Yes, yes.
And you know what? I'm glad that June has finally figured out the bright side of the moon.
Yes. This one, Hotel Cauliflower.
What a neat gift.
They're fake titles, but they look like little records. It's pretty cool.
But anyway, I got to say something about the Vikings, you know? Good football team, but... Just like anybody in the playoffs. I mean, the Packers and the Vikings and the Bears, they're all done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter about your season.
Yeah, as I said, it doesn't matter. You have to make the playoffs.
You have to.
But then again, needs to be the team that's playing the best. And, I'm not sure the Vikings were at the end of the year. The Packers certainly weren't playing their best at the end of the year. So
I honestly think the Broncos could have beat the Packers.
The Broncos?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to play the Rams. I would not want to play the Rams. Sean McVay has that stuff going on. If I was the Eagles, I'd probably be a little bit nervous.
They're fired up. Yep. So. And then the other breaking story is maybe Mike McCarthy will coach the Bears, and then what will June say?
Did he get fired?
Yeah. Well, they didn't come to terms on their contract.
Oh, basically, Jerry Jones says hit the door.
Right. Well, I don't know, because I think that from what I read, I think they were thinking they were going to keep him, but I think they wanted to, you know, how they negotiate like a 5-year contract or whatever. He probably wanted that long, and Dallas was only willing to go one or two. That's
I mean, if you're a good head coach, you do not want to go to Dallas.
Well, probably not. McCarthy got along all right with Jerry Jones, it seems like.
But so. I don't think they did. Mm-hmm. I don't think you know what goes on behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors. Yeah. Anyway.
Hotel California.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
What do you have for the quiz?
Today I got 10 questions, buddy.
On what?
We're going on blood donors.
Blood donors?
Yeah, it's blood donor month.
Yes, it is.
So I have figured up 10 questions for you, young man. I'll tell you if they're... there's two true or false questions, but I will let you know when those are.
Okay. All right.
Number one. According to the American Red Cross, out of every 100 people, how many give blood, Phil? Is it A, less than 5, B, between 10 and 15, or C, between 20 and 25?
All right.
Number two, the American Red Cross was founded in 1881 by whom? Was it A, Betsy Ross, B, Clara Barton, or C, Marie Curie? Okay.
All right.
Number three, the blood type hospitals need most is what type, Phil? Is it type A, B is type O, and C is type AB? Number four, how many pints of blood does the average adult have besides you and I? Average. A is 10, B is 20, C is 25. What number one?
Five.
How much blood is typically given when someone donates? Is it A, 1 pint, B, 2 pints, or C, 1 quart? Number six is true false.
All right. Oh, good.
All donated blood is tested for HIV, hepatitis B and C, syphilis, and other infectious diseases before it's released to hospitals. Before it's released to hospitals.
Okay.
Number seven, true false, Philip. Red blood cells can be used up to 6 months after they are donated. Okay.
All right.
Number eighter. One donation can help save the lives of how many people, Philip? Is it 1, 2, or 3?
All right.
Number nine. Type O negative and positive is the most common blood type in the U.S. How many people have type O blood? Is it A, 39%, B, 45%, C, 55%? You get it?
I hope so.
Okay. Number 10. How many blood donations are needed every day in the United States? Is it A, 20,000, B, 25,000, or C, more than 30,000? All right.
Sounds good.
Number 11.
There's 11?
Who is the best at giving quizzes?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Number one. According to the American Red Cross, out of every 100 people, how many people give blood?
The first one.
Less than 5. Yeah, only 3 out of 100 people in America give blood.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
Number two, the American Red Cross was founded in 1881 by whom? Is it Betsy Ross, Clara Barton, or Marie Curie?
Clara Barton.
Yes, sir. Well, nice job. Number three, the blood type hospitals need the most is what type? Is it A, type O, or type AB? So is it A, B, or C?
Type O?
Type O, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
I have a lot of those.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Typos?
Yeah, typos. Number four, how many pints of blood does the average adult have? Is it A, 10, B, 20, C, 25?
B?
Nope, C or A. It's A. The average adult has approximately 10 pints of blood.
10 pints of blood. Okay. Well, missed it by that much.
Yep. Yep. How much blood is typically given when someone donates? Is it 1 pint, 2 pints, or a quart?
1 pint.
1 pint.
I'm a quart low. Okay. Yeah.
Number six, true right. false. All donated blood is tested for HIV, hepatitis B and C, syphilis, and other infectious diseases before it is released to hospitals.
True?
It is true.
Woo!
All blood is thoroughly tested before being released to hospitals.
Okay.
Number seven, true false. Red blood cells can be used up to 6 months after they are donated.
False.
It is false. Woo! Most donated red blood cells must be used within 42 days of collection.
Okay.
I did not know that one. All right. Number eight. One donation can help save the lives of how many people? Is it A1, B2, C3?
Three.
One donation can save the lives up to three people.
Woo!
That's awesome. So, number nine, type O, negative and positive, is the most common blood type in the U.S. How many people have type O blood type? Is it A, 39%, B, 45%, or C, 55%?
45.
It is. 45% of the people in the U.S. have type O, yes, positive and negative blood.
All right.
What number are we on? 10?
10.
How many blood donations are needed in the U.S. every day? Is it A, 20, B, 25,000? Or A, 20,000, B, 25,000, or C, more than 30,000.
I'm going with more than 30.
30,000. More than 38,000 blood donations are needed every day.
Wow.
Number 11, who is the best person to give you quizzes?
Ron Fruit.
Good job. Yeah, you're right.
Woo!
I don't even know why I come to work. What do you get?
I got one.
Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've had some close to fridge hangers.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
But Henry always throws a curveball in there.
He always throws one in there.
And don't forget that you can go to Julie Karen's website and sign up for their blood donation.
Oh, okay.
Is that on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, I believe that's coming up. Of course, there's one today in Muscadet.
Yes, they are.
That happens today from 11:30 to 5:30. And then tomorrow here in Richland Center, 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center.
Awesome. Give blood. Yep. Give blood.
You bet.
It helps, buddy. I hope you have an awesome day and have a good game tonight, buddy.
Yeah,
be kind.
Too. That's right, Hank. That's Hank Bray.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
7:35, Today in History, 1952, NBC's Today Show premiered with Dave Garraway as host. Other TV history, Sanford and Son, starring Red Fox and DeMond Wilson, premiered in 1972. And in 1976, The Bionic Woman with Lindsay Wagner debuted on ABC. Fantasy Island debuted with Ricardo Montalban in 1977. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for the 14th of January, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here are our local VIPs today. Happy birthday, Aubrey Geisler from the family, to Karen Honer from Big Sister Mary Lou, Kurt Brockway from Paul and Lou, and Keegan Stibbe from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Declan Miller, happy birthday from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Pam Sobranek, courtesy of Sacred Heart Parish, we wish you a happy birthday. Also to Mark Astamborski. Hey, I know that guy. Have a great day today, Mark, from Sacred Heart Parish. Birthday blessings to Susie Zebarth from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Rick Berkhammer, happy birthday wishes to you, my friend. And we have a salute today from your fan club. Marsha, Shannon, Danielle, Nash, Farah, Holly, Levi, Daphne, and Mira. And happy birthday from Paul and Lou to Rick. Joanne Nicholson, happy birthday from Park Street Christian Church, and to Samantha Anderson from Jay and Linda. And Samantha Anderson from Mick Memorial Park Board, thanks for all of your help at the park events. To Heidi McLaughlin from Schmidtwoven Hills, residents and staff. Also wishes to Mike Keepers, Joey Frazier, and Hillary Wind from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To grandson Hayden Burns, who turns 14, from Grandpa Dean and Grandma Lori. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, we send out birthday salutations to Mike Biba, Jennifer Eisner, Sarah Hinkle, Elena McCarville, Jesse Novak Kinney, to Daniel Thomas Sr. and Kim Victoria, along with Susie Zebarth and Sawyer Pospical. Richland Center Lions today with wishes for Michaela Butke, to Madeline Wallerman and Hayden Burns, Aubrey Grace Geisler, Daniel Bradford, David Bradford, Garrett Vitesnik. Happy anniversary to Aaron and Aaron Grunenberg. And from the Bloom City Town Crier, Aaron and Aaron Grunenberg, have a happy day today on the day of your anniversary.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
We're getting just a hint of sunshine this morning, and it is 3 degrees on the minus side today here at WRCO Studios. Lots of sports to look at, including some local sports from last night, and the Badgers and Marquette both getting back to action tonight. The Badgers move back into the top 25 rankings after the poll came out yesterday. They're up there, and I believe it's number 24, and the Bucks get back to action tonight as well, so lots of basketball there. Joanne is coming up with the news in just a few.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view, no, I don't feel like me. If I ain't got you in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else in that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
On WRCO FM 100.9. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day in southwest Wisconsin. Stay warm as best you can. We also have a trivia question of the day coming up a little bit later on. We'll give you the chance to win a cool prize there as we play some country music trivia a little bit later on. Guests from Riverdale Schools will be on with the morning show between 9 and 10 today.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 3 degrees below zero in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. A cold weather alert is in effect for Sauk County until 9 this morning, and wind chills around 15 to 20 below zero. Today's forecast calls for mostly sunny and cold conditions, a high of 14. Tonight, lots of stars and very cold with a low of 1 below. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 3 below.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin Heights school student was hit by a vehicle on school grounds yesterday afternoon. According to the district's Facebook page, the student was struck in the parking lot after school let out. Police and other emergency vehicles, along with MedFlight, responded. The condition of the student is unknown at this time. District Administrator Michelle McGrath writes, "Out of respect for the privacy of the student and their family, we will not be sharing further details at this time. We understand that this incident may raise many emotions, concerns, and questions within our school community, especially for our students. Please know that the district's student services and leadership team immediately began working with both students and staff, providing support and resources to help everyone navigate this situation. We will continue to offer assistance in the days ahead as needed." Ken Mellon from Baird presented a resolution establishing the parameters for the sale of general obligation promissory notes not to exceed $12,160,000 to the Richland School District Board of Education at last night's meeting. The plan for the parameters was then approved by the members present, Scott Bailing, Robin Dickman, Sheila Troxell, and Aaron Unbehan. Brady Doudna, Neil Huntemer, and Lee Van Landite were absent. Cisco Foods was approved as food purveyor for the district for the 2025-26 school year on a 3-0 vote with one abstention. Robin Dickman, Sheila Troxell, and Aaron Unbehan voted in favor. Scott Bailing abstained. The four members present also unanimously approved 4 open enrollment in applications and 1 open enrollment out application for the 2024-25 school year. The number of regular education and special education spaces available within the school for the open enrollment program and the criteria used to determine space availability for the 2025-26 school year. 2 revisions to the policy for the naming of district facilities. The first is that if a facility is named after someone in recognition of distinguished service, the committee elected to use 5 years post-employment of the district instead of 1 year. The feeling was that 1 year was simply too close to the departure of an individual, and since naming rights can cover 10-plus years, they felt it best to have a few years pass to ensure the legacy will hold the test of time. The second proposed change is to the approval process. The second proposed change for the process, after legal review, a change was made to the approval process. The committee had hoped that any approvals require a 2/3 majority vote of the entire board, not just a quorum. However, there are legal restrictions on a board's ability to alter voting requirements outlined in state statutes. Therefore, additional wording was added to account for any legal restrictions. The partner school students to add a wooden deck to the partner school building. The 12-foot by 24-foot deck will be located on the east side of the building. A ramp will be on the south side of the deck and with stairs on the north side. A number of gifts were also accepted for the district by the Richland School Board of Education. AdWars in the hotly contested race for the control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court are beginning. Republican-backed candidate Brad Schimmel is launching a $1.1 million television ad buy statewide today. It marks the first spending on TV ads in the closely watched race in the presidential swing state. Schimmel is a Waukesha County judge who faces Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford in the race for an open seat on the state's highest court. The election is April 1st. If Crawford wins, liberals will maintain their 4-3 majority on the court until at least 2028. If Schimmel wins, conservatives will win back the majority they lost in 2023. A voter ID amendment is up for a state assembly vote today. The Republican-authored measure to enshrine Wisconsin's voter ID law in the state constitution is on its required second pass through the legislature, following last week's party-line vote passing it in state Senate. Expected passage by the assembly will put it before voters statewide in April. Republicans in the legislature have been using constitutional amendment measures to thwart vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, most recently an amendment that restricts voting in Wisconsin to U.S. citizens. A recent study by the American Journal of Medicine found that alcohol-related deaths more than tripled in Wisconsin between 1999 and 2020. According to the report, there were 356 alcohol-related deaths in the state in 1999, but nearly 1,100 in 2020. Those numbers include both short-term causes like alcohol poisoning and long-term conditions like liver diseases. Alcohol-related deaths across the entire county doubled over the same span, showing the Midwest and Wisconsin specifically outpacing the rest of the country. The barricades are back out along roads on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation. WAOW-TV in Wausau reports tribal leaders are preparing to block off roads on their reservation in under a week if the town of Lac des Flambeaux doesn't pay easement fees on the roads. The tribe is giving the town until Thursday to get current. Those roads across tribal lands to get to private homes of non-tribal members and the companies in charge of those properties stopped paying easements decades ago. A spokesperson for the tribe says Thursday will be the end of a 90-day warning of non-payment. The High Ground will host its annual Winter Veterans Retreat January 31st through February 2nd, along with a one-day fishing event on Saturday, February 1st. Veterans are encouraged to shake off the winter blues and discover a new appreciation for the colder season in the company of fellow veterans. The cold, shorter days of winter present challenges for many individuals, and even more so for veterans managing post-traumatic stress. This three-day retreat welcomes both male and female veterans to experience indoor and outdoor therapeutic recreational activities to put the enjoyment back into winter and to better help manage PTS. The scheduled retreat activities include ice fishing, snowshoeing, PTS growth workshops, art instruction, food and camaraderie. Outdoor activities will be dependent on weather conditions. The retreat will take place at the High Ground and surrounding area. Lodging arrangements for veterans who are registered for the three-day retreat will be made for them at a local motel as part of their reservation. Retreat registration is required by January 17th. A $50 Save My Space fee is required, which will be reimbursed when attending the retreat. Veterans who are unable to attend the entire three-day retreat are invited to join the ice fishing event on Saturday, February 1st. Registration for the ice fishing day is also required by January 17th. However, a Save My Space fee is not required. There is a limit on how many veterans can be accommodated who don't have their own equipment supplies, so early registration is encouraged. Veterans who are experienced at ice fishing and or who have their own equipment are still asked to register to get important information and for the event lunch planning. An important note, veterans will need to have a valid Wisconsin fishing license to participate in the ice fishing activity. To register for the three-day retreat or the one-day ice fishing event, email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224 before January 17th. A couple of headliners for this summer's Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival have been announced. Country music stars Chris Stapleton and Hank Williams Jr. are scheduled to perform over the weekend at the 2025 edition of the Celebration of Music, Motorcycle Culture in Harley-Davidson's hometown of Milwaukee. The annual festival is set for July 10th through the 13th at Veterans Park along Milwaukee's lakefront and across the Milwaukee area. Tickets go on sale starting January 17th and are available at hdhomecoming.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds Wisconsin dairy processors to apply for the next round of dairy processor grants through January 17th. A total of $200,000 is available for this round of dairy processor grants as part of the biennial budget signed by the Governor Evers. Eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in Wisconsin that is engaged in pasteurizing, processing, or manufacturing milk or dairy products. Funding from these grants can be used to address a wide range of dairy business needs, such as food safety, staff training, plant expansion, or modernization and professional consulting services. Grants will be awarded for projects up to $50,000 in 2 years in duration. Processors must provide a match of 20% of the grant amount. More information and the grant application are available at datcp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/dairyprocessorgrants.aspx. Applications must be submitted to datcp.dadgrants@wisconsin.gov.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, January 14th. John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville. Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet, died January 7th at home. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale FFA. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet. Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago, died January 7th. Graveside services will be held in the Avoca Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago. June E. Strait, 79 of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Viroqua Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for June E. Strait, 79 of Richland Center. Robert Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock, died yesterday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Robert Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Two blood drives will be held today, the first from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet, the second from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Department. Make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. A cold weather alert is in effect until 9 this morning for Sauk County with wind chills around 15 to 20 below zero. Mostly sunny and cold today with a high of 14. It's 3 below in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, more water, more help. A fresh team of firefighters has arrived in the Los Angeles area, along with additional tankers, as those fierce Santa Ana winds pick up once again in Southern California. The fires have so far killed 24 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. The Department of Justice making public the final report by Special Counsel Jack Smith on his election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Smith determining, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio,
prosecutors had evidence to prove that the 2020 election was not stolen despite Trump's repeated allegations to the contrary. In a letter obtained by ABC News that Smith sent Attorney General Merrick Garland last week along with his final report, Smith defended his conduct as fully lawful, free of partisan influence, and vital to the aspirations of the justice system.
Confirmation hearings begin this morning for Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary, former Fox News host Pete Hegseth. This is ABC News.